Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Scientific Research Council implements agriculture project at Caron Hall High School. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor escallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature escallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.
Students at the Caron Hall High School in St. Mary and residents of surrounding communities are set to benefit from an agriculture project at the institution, thanks to the Scientific Research Council SRC, in partnership with the DigiServe Foundation, Food for the Poor Jamaica, and the American Friends of Jamaica. Phase 1 of the project, which began in November 2016, entails the establishment of a biodigester system and a piggery unit.
The school and the community generally is highly dependent on agriculture, so this project itself will help to provide an economic incentive to the school.
Coordinator for the SRC Science and Technology Unit, Amanda McKenzie. The piggery unit is expected to facilitate the sale of meat to the wider community and will have an environmentally friendly waste treatment system. The unit will house 4 artificially inseminated gilts and 10 wieners. The biodigester system will convert the waste to fertilizer, which will be used on the school's farm.
We'll have a production of biogas, which can be used to fuel the canteen, as well as provide electricity.
The other significant byproduct, water, will be used to irrigate the school's farm.
It also serves as a demonstrative model as to how is it that you can use science and technology to produce clean energy and also increase knowledge as it relates to animal husbandry.
The institution will also receive funding for animal feed, small tools, and medication during the first phase of the initiative. Following the completion of Phase 1, the SRC will implement a monitoring system to ensure that all applicable standards are met and provide general supervision and assistance to make the business component sustainable.
We'll be developing a manual where the teachers for subject areas like agriculture, environmental science, biology, geography, they will be provided with information as to how it is that they can use the system to teach some of the components of these different subject areas.
Coordinator for the SRC's Science and Technology Unit, Amanda McKenzie. The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Travelers to Jamaica are required to declare all agricultural products such as seeds, fruits, vegetables, and ground provisions to prevent the introduction of pests such as insects, fungus, virus, and mollusks that could threaten the agriculture sector and the environment. This declaration must cover all items carried in checked baggage and carry-on luggage as well as shipped items. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. High seed killed Miss Thomas' puss. Translation: it was a high seed that killed Miss Thomas's cat. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, being in a high position carries its own risks. A similar meaning is, sitting on a high seat can be dangerous, literally. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.